Ross is supposed to eat all of his bran flakes, and he said, I digged the bran off of here, and I saw that this was the last passage that I have to eat. He meant that was the last. He's making little tunnels in his bran. Last section. Is that the last section, Ross? I see. I have a little hole right here. It shows where the bottom of the thing is.
Plate.
Uh-huh. Of the plate is. Uh-huh. Well, does that mean... Sure, it's a bowl. I know it's a bowl, but shouldn't you eat all of that bran flakes in your... all those bran flakes in your bowl? Don't you think you better eat them all up? Like what? Why?
Because I never ever did this in my whole life at school.
You mean playground food?
No, I mean I never got to... This is where they, the McQuinnies don't use.
What's the word they don't, the McQuinnies don't use? What?
It's a lot of buh.
Buh. Bowl.
No.
Is it a bad word? Is there a bad word the McQuinnies don't use? Mom, he knows a bad word the McQuinnies don't use. Do you want to ask him what it is?
It
turned out the word was bore, and I told Ross, bored, that's a word that the McQuinnies never used, I told him, it's a bad word. And he said he was bored. Okay, I don't care whether we use it or not, you don't say it anymore. I asked Ross if he would like to, we were talking about frogs, and I asked Ross if he'd like to have a frog. Oh, yeah, there was a frog in the bathroom on TV, and I asked Ross if he'd like to have a frog in the bathroom, and he said, never. It was the first case of responding to a question by, well, simply saying never. In other words, by denying the time. Not saying no way, or not saying I wouldn't, but saying never. In other words, I never would. Right? What does it mean to say never, Ross, when you answer somebody? It means I don't want it. Mm-hmm. I heard the door close and I said, what was that? And Ross said, window maybe? No, it was maybe it was the window. And I said to Ross, are you finished? Looks like he was finished with his food, and he said, no, thank you.
No, I'm almost finished.
And then he stopped, right? He stopped and stopped himself because he knew it wasn't quite right.
No, what?
What did you say?
No,
sir. No, sir. That's right. He didn't quite finish. Thank you. I was about to say no, thank you. Why was that wrong to say no, thank you?
Because I thought you said no, thank you. Because I thought you said something to eat.
Yeah, you thought I was offering you something, right? And we only say no, thank you when someone gives us an offer. When someone says, would you like such and such?
What did you say?
I said, are you finished with your dinner?
Oh. No. Yeah, I'm not finished with my peanut
pizza. And the answer to that is simply no.
No.
No, I'm not finished, Daddy.
No, I'm not finished.
Ross has a story to tell the table porter about the gum.
Ross? No, I've got some other
Okay.
Well, me and Todd at Aaron's house when he had his party, and here's another thing. Their house has a gun that looks real, but not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here I go again.
Mm-hmm. Tell about the gun. Okay.
Me and Todd were at Aaron's house and we had a party.
Mm-hmm.
for his party, we got to go. Well, it was like trick or treating, except there were green bags,
mm-hmm.
green little bags. But we had paper bags,
mm-hmm.
like they do on trick or treat,
mm-hmm.
but it was different.
Mm-hmm.
And after the party was all over and everybody was gone,
mm-hmm.
me and Todd found gum,
mm-hmm.
and I found gum just like this.
Good.
And Todd found gum that was big, and Marky calls it monster gum.
Yeah, okay, let me turn it off now. Rock said, remember when you and I went outside, and then said, this is a story about you and me, Mom. Remember when you and I went outside and listened to the birds?
There was a problem just like Samson.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I think it's a film.
Mm-hmm.
That was the same channel.
Same channel. And now Marky's turned it. Marky and I were talking, and Ross cut in and said, "Pretty please." And after that, he said, "I went through the middle and said, 'Pretty please.'"
Mm-hmm.
You went through the middle.
Oh.
Went through the middle of Marky's talking. That's like when you didn't say. Center cut. I center cut it.
I didn't say that.
Almost middle cut it, that's what they said.
I
brought a new pencil in to Ross. He was coloring his ET pencil. Where was the pencil? He wanted his ET pencil because it had an eraser. And he gave me the other one. He said, I gave him two ET pencils and he only wanted one, I guess. And he said, take this ET pencil back. And I said, okay. And he said, I don't mean to the store. And I said, you mean to the drawer. And he said, yeah. So he wanted to make sure that I didn't get the wrong idea. That's one of the first cases of him checking to make sure I wasn't getting the wrong idea. Today is the November 14th.
Something about Pac-Man.
Well, from here is where the... Here is where the ghost monsters are, and they and their monster is a human man with a beard like a wizard, not a hat like a wizard.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have a hat at all. And they made a passage hole which they can escape, and they put an electric fine on Pac-Man right here to tease Pac-Man. They got him in jail. No, here's a big dad. And
a big what?
Bad one. And
Daddy Pac-Man?
Yeah. Daddy and, Pac-Man. And I made this electric to this, made it electric. And...
You mean it's connected electrically?
Yeah. And they made this electric, and he's going to get electrified sick.
He's going to get electrified sick, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what's that say?
Pac-Man is sick.
Who wrote that?
I wrote this.
Pac-Man,
No, I just went to...
Pacman. Well, I can tell what you did. Very good. Pac-Man. You wrote Pac-Man. That's good, Ross, and I like your picture, too.
Thank you. Smell all done.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. We're out in the other room doing exercises, and Ross wanted to go back and watch his TV, and he said, I'm watching TV. Oh, you did. What is it?
A bracelet.
Who do you think it belongs to?
Well, we found it from nobody.
No, but who do you think it belongs to?
I know her
name. Should we give it back to somebody?
I know her name. I don't remember what she looks like.
You know her name, but you don't remember what she looks like?
I don't know her name, and I don't know what she looks like.
Okay. Do you think that she is in preschool?
She is.
Okay, let's take it back. This is real important, girl. Somebody really needs this. Let's take it back, okay?
Okay.
Real pretty, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'll take it back. Okay. I told Mark, after dinner, you can go up and have your bath. And Mary said, he's had his bath. And Ross said, I think you were thinking of me. In other words, there is a person who hasn't had a bath. It's just not Mark, it's Ross. This is the first case I've seen of where Ross tells me what I was thinking of. In fact, first, and one of the first cases where he's telling me what I'm thinking of, and certainly the first case where he tells me that he thinks
I know, no.
That someone else thinks such and such.
I know it, no.
What do you think Daddy thinks about me? Do I ever think about who's taking a bath?
Yeah.
Do I think about how to make Marky happy? What else do I think about? Lots of things? Yeah.
Giving a bath was a valid...
I asked Ross if he eats his lunch, and he says that he didn't eat at all. And I said, aren't you hungry? And he said, well, I am hungry, but not for all the things they have. The girls at my table think that I don't eat anything. Is that right, Ross?
Mm-hmm.
What do they think?
They do think I don't eat anything.
Is that right, Ross?
Who are the girls at your table?
Did you get that, honey?
Oh, what did he say?
Mom. You said, is that right, Ross? And Ross said, no, uh-uh.
Oh, it's not right?
And then you said,
yes.
Mm-hmm. And then you said, what do they think? And Ross said, they do think. So don't eat, he didn't finish it out.
Oh, I
see. They said I don't eat anything.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
What they do think is not right. They just eat.
Oh, it's not right that they think that I don't eat anything. Very good.
So
I see.
Say that. He mm-hmm. didn't finish it out.
So you do eat stuff, is that right? Okay. What kinds of foods do you eat?
My mouth.
Okay, well, you wait until your mouth is empty.
What do you eat?
I'm waiting.
Applesauce.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Jello?
That's for dessert.
J for Jello? Mm-hmm. Find the H. Letter H. H for hot dogs? A for apple. You eat apple?
For applesauce.
Applesauce. Okay.
No.
C for cake?
No.
A, C. What is that? Cake? C, A? Cake? Applesauce? Oh. Sauce starts with an S, honey. Sauce starts with an S. Apple. Yeah, A-P-L, and then find sauce, way down there. Down with the sun. It has the sun on it. Good, sauce. Okay, now what are the kinds of... Okay, now what are the kinds of foods you don't eat, Rod? S-A-U-S-A. It's hard, I'll spell it with you later, okay? Now, what kind of foods do you not eat? Ross has a placemat and he's trying to spell out these letters on it.
I don't like broccoli.
Broccoli? You don't like broccoli? You don't like vegetables?
Only carrots.
Carrots are good, okay.
That's celery and
okay. Now, who are the girls that sit at your table?
Samosa.
Mimosa? Who else?
Tanika.
Tanika?
She was the one who had the birthday, and I got candles, and she tried to take it away from me.
Uh-huh.
She put it on my coat, and now she won't let me come to her next birthday.
She won't let you come to her next birthday?
Yeah, but I don't care.
No, you don't care. And Mimosa and Tanika, and who else?
Those are the only two I know of names.
Do you ever play with Mimosa?
No.
Do you ever play with Tanika?
No.
Uh-huh. So they're not your best friends?
No.
Uh-huh. Well, how come you have to sit at the table with them?
Because that's my only table to sit at.
Oh, that's the one you play.
But sometimes we sit at another table because ours isn't the only.
Mm-hmm. Who is that? What table do you sit at?
Mm-hmm.
Another one.
I sometimes
like it. Okay. Now, would you like some more pumpkin pie?
No.
Okay. Would you finish your milk, please? Okay. And could you finish your milk, please? Uh-oh. Remember what happened to Marky when he spilled stuff all over himself? No. Try a fork. And, okay, that's okay. But I do want you to drink some milk. And I said, I do want you to milk, eat the milk. And Ross said, that I will do, emphasizing will. Of course, he was also doing the. That's right. He wasn't using a fork in his pumpkin pie. That's what he wasn't doing.
Now, only one more.
Only one more drink on the
milk.
Okay. Okay. Russ said, "You should come up to my room. There's a diaper on the globe." And which is true, someone had thrown a diaper up on top of the globe. Not a dirty diaper, a new one. Told Ross that he should eat the banana. He was talking about something else and told him, "You should eat the banana." He said, "That was what I was about to do." It was the first use of about to, and also using it to answer a request. Just telling about an intent that disenabled the need for the request to be answered. I told Ross heard that the president of the Soviet Union was a tough cookie, and he said, "Why do they call him a tough cookie?" And I said, "Because he's a strong man." And they said, "Well, is he a nice man?" I said, "No, he's not a nice man." They said, "Why do they call him a cookie?" And I said, "Because, you see, a tough cookie is hard to bite." Mary came into the kitchen, and Ross said, "The Zoid. Marky cannot play with it. We decided it was mine." And Mary said, "Why?" And he said, "Because it will break easily." Anyway, Mary was sort of looking for Zoid, and Ross started talking, "The Zoid." As I said, I was telling Ross that he was having trouble putting on his sleeper, and I said, "You know how you should do it? You should put the hands in first." And he said, "I was just about to say that." And I'm sure he was. I think that was probably what he was thinking. Actually, he wasn't just about to say that. He was just about to do it. And so say was not quite right there. He used that phrase wrong. So I told Ross that we wanted to tell apart the different shoes, the new Smurf shoes. He said we'd put some color on the side. And Ross said, "I don't like that idea. If you ask me, I don't like it." Of course, Mary said, "Well, we didn't ask you." And then Ross said, "If you ask me, it doesn't exist." In other words, it's not a good idea. What doesn't exist, Ross? What? No, what doesn't exist? Tell me. No, putting what? Putting a mark on the Smurf shoes doesn't exist?
No, it's just a silly thing.
Putting new shoelaces? No, that's a nine, that's a mark.
For a nine person.
Yeah, a 9-year-old. Come on, yeah. Go on, small turtle. March. March in there. Well, we were putting on tapes, and Ross said, "We want Silent E." Said, "Yeah." And he said, "Except G.I. Joe." And what he meant, anything except G.I. Joe.
And
yeah. And Treasure Island, because they're too scary. They're not real scary, Ross.
Yeah, I don't like them.
Okay. part about the Shaggy Tauntaun again. Go ahead. That's the beginning of the Shaggy Tauntaun part.
When we were at the legs, and when it tried to walk, it